Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Cellenkos announces FDA clearance of its investigational new drug application for CK0802, enabling a Phase 1b/2a trial of its first-in-class regulatory T-cell therapy in steroid-refractory graft-versus-host disease, BioNTech. Releases its first quarter 2026 financial results, showing a continued decline in COVID-19 vaccine revenues alongside accelerating investment in oncology. And Peter Harbin argues that biopharma's long-standing desiling-based sales targeting model is overdue for a fundamental rethink. Cellenkos has received FDA clearance of its investigational new drug application to initiate a Phase 1b/2, a clinical trial of CK0802, a first-in-class, off-the-shelf allogeneic regulatory T-cell therapy in patients with steroid-refractory graft-versus-host disease. CK0802's TREG cells are engineered to preserve cellular naivety, enabling rapid in vivo proliferation and targeted suppression of the dysregulated inflammation driving the disease, and the multicenter open-label trial is scheduled to commence in the second half of 2026, with a clinical readout expected in early 2027. BioNTech reported first quarter 2026 revenues of $138 million, down from $213.8 million in the prior year period, with the decline driven primarily by lower COVID-19 vaccine sales, and posted a net loss of $622.3 million as the company's research and development spending continued to climb on the back of accelerating investment in oncology and antibody drug conjugate programs. R&D expenses rose to $651.6 million, driven by advancing lead oncology assets Pumitamig and Gotistobart. And BioNTech initiated 5 new pivotal trials for Pumitamig across triple-negative breast cancer, microsatellite stable colorectal cancer, gastric cancer, and 2 non-small cell lung cancer settings during the quarter. Finally, Peter Harbin makes the case that desiling, the decades-old practice of segmenting and prioritizing physician targets based on historical prescribing volume, has outlived its usefulness as biopharma's primary salesforce targeting model. Harbin contends that the model is fundamentally backward-looking, measuring who prescribed the most last quarter rather than who is most likely to drive growth next quarter, and that static segmentation drives every competitor toward the same high-decile physicians while leaving meaningful opportunity invisible. By his estimate, roughly 40% of potential prescribing opportunity falls below the threshold of visibility in a decile-driven model. He calls for a shift to dynamic scoring models that incorporate real-time behavioral signals, patient population data, and promotional responsiveness alongside historical volume, arguing that getting the targeting right is not just a field efficiency improvement, but the foundation on which every downstream commercial decision has to stand. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.